Knoxville girls track and field athlete Abby Jackson had goals this spring of a comeback season. Last spring, her junior year, got cut short due to a foot injury. Now fully healed in 2020, she was looking forward to this track and field season and getting to the Blue Oval one final time. Sadly, the season never happened. But not because of another injury, but because of a pandemic, something that was out of Jackson's and every other athlete's control. Abby says it was crushing to know that her senior season will never happen.
When I got the message, I was devastated. I was so upset, and I was so sad. But, I mean, going through it all, I understand that it's for everybody's safety and everything. But it was really hard to handle at first.
Her coach, Brad McWilliams, says Abby was set to have possibly a record-setting season, along with getting herself in contention to run at the Blue Oval.
Was really looking good this spring. The last two springs, she's kind of suffered from injuries toward the end of the season. And I think she had a good shot to possibly set school records in the 200 and the 400. She was looking really good. Looked like she was back to her old form. And I think she is a school record holder on the distance medley relay. I think she's on that group. So also obviously a very talented kid as well.
Jackson says she was going to try a couple of events that she has not run in just to see if she could do it and have a little fun along the way.
Well, I think I was going to do the 1-2-4 again, and then I was going to do some eights, which I know some people would not be excited for, but I just wanted to have fun this year and really try everything for my last go-around. So I was pretty excited to actually do an eight.
Family has been very important to Jackson, as her dad is local sprint car legend Skip Jackson, plus her two brothers provide support, whether as at a meet or from afar.
My parents are my two biggest supporters, and they've always been that way, and it's always amazing. And I have loved every second of it, where just after a meet or after a race, I can just like go find them and talk to them and just like clear my head. Like if I did something wrong, they always cheer me up. And it just meant so much to me to have very supportive parents. So it helped me throughout my whole life.
Abby has been very involved in several activities in high school along with track. She ran cross country and is also involved in National Honor Society and Camera Club, which in part was inspired by her older brother, AJ, who has a budding camera and video career going.
My older brother, AJ, he was really big into photography and, like, videography. And so when I was talking to Mrs. Bauer, who runs Camera Club, I thought that'd be so cool and something that me and my older brother can, like, bond over almost. And I really do like it.
This fall, Abby will attend Iowa State University to study elementary education, and she also hopes to still dabble in track and field by running on ISU's intramural track club. Jackson says it still keeps the competitive juices flowing without the pressure of varsity competition.
It's just more laid back. Like, there's still competitions and everything. So it should still be, like, a fun, like, track experience, just not as harsh or anything, or as competitive.
While disappointed with the loss of her track season, Abby Jackson is moving forward and looking to turn the page to the next chapter of her life this fall. For KNIA Cabela Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.